today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Salaam alaikum. This is today's special you're listening to from IRIB English Radio from Iran. And for a special day, thousands of congratulations for girls. Today in Iran is Girls' Day. Why? Because today is the birthday anniversary of Lady Masuma, peace be upon her.
Assalamu alaik. Assalamu alaik. Assalamu alaik ya bint Rasulillah. Assalamu alaik ya bint Fatimata wa Khadija. Assalamu alaik ya bint Amiril Mu'minin. Assalamu alaik ya bint Al-Hasan wal-Husayn. Assalamu alaik.
So congratulations on Sunday, that is 1st of Zilqa'dah, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 31st of Ordubehesht, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 21st of May, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Again, Muslims and Muslimah, ladies and gentlemen, congratulations on the birthday anniversary of Lady Masuma, peace be upon her. A knowledgeable woman she is. One day, a group of Shiites went to Medina to ask Imam Kazim, peace be upon him, a few religious questions. Imam al-Kazim, alayhi salam, was outside of Medina at that time. Apparently, Imam Reza was not available either, so they wrote their questions and gave them to his family. Imam Kazim, peace be upon him, had not returned yet. They could not stay in his house either, so they were about to leave. At this point, Lady Fatima Masuma, a child then, wrote the answers to all of their questions. They became delighted and set off to leave Medina. On their way, they saw Imam al-Kazim, peace be upon him. When they told him what had happened and how his daughter answered all of their questions, Imam Kazim read their questions and answers. She had answered all the questions correctly. Then he said three times, "May her father be sacrificed for her." Congratulations on the birthday anniversary of such a great lady, Lady Fatima Masuma, peace be upon her.
Sayyida Fatima al-Ma'suma was a woman of nobility, a woman of great virtue, of great piety and righteousness. And you can see today millions of people visiting her shrine in the holy city of Qom. I don't know how many of you have had the honor of going to the city of Qom and visiting the shrine of Sayyida Ma'suma alayhi salam. She is one of the greatest women of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam that most of us don't know too much about. Yes, I know there's a shrine of someone, Fatima al-Ma'suma, but what do we know about her? Her virtues. To show you her greatness, it suffices to go back to the traditions of the Imams of Ahlul Bayt and to see what the Imams said about her. When we go back to the traditions of the Imams, you will notice that three Imams of Ahlul Bayt, all encouraged visiting the grave of a Sayyida Ma'suma alayha salam. Three imams of Ahlul Bayt. Not only did they encourage their Shia to visit her grave, but they all said one word. Whoever visits the shrine of a Sayyida Ma'suma, of a Sayyida Fatima in Qom, wajabat lahul jannah. That individual will earn paradise. That individual will be entitled to paradise. Man zaraha wajabat lahul jannah. This has been said, number one, by Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam, her grandfather, even before she was born. Number two, the second imam is al-Imam al-Rida alayhi salam. And finally, al-Imam al-Jawad. He said, man zara ammati Fatima biqum. Whoever visits my aunt Fatima in Qom, wajabat lahu al-Jannah. Then that person will earn paradise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Three imams of Ahlul Bayt, all telling us, the Shia of Ahlul Bayt, you want paradise, an easy way? Go to Qom, visit Fatima al-Ma'suma, and you will earn Jannah. Wajabat lahu al-Jannah.
IRIB English Radio presents today's special, Every Day for 15 Minutes.
Be like the sun, shining with light. Be like a rose, spreading its fragrance in every palm.
Today's special,
be like the earth, humble and wise. Be like the rain, pouring all your
in this part, we look at the position of intercession. A person once wondered whether Lady Ma'suma would intercede on behalf of the people of the city of Qom in Iran on the Day of Judgment for them to be saved from hell and enter paradise. In his dream, he saw one of the famous scholars of Qom named Mirza Qummi. Mirza Qummi told him, I alone am enough to intercede for the people of Qom. Lady Fatima Ma'suma intercedes on behalf of all Shiites in the world. We read in the text of her ziyarah, O Fatima, intercede with Allah on my behalf to enter paradise. Because this text of ziyarah is dictated by Imam Reza, peace be upon him. This shows that she is one of the intercessors on the Day of Judgment. Dear Muslima, dear Muslim ladies, Muslim girls, we offer our congratulations on the birthday anniversary of a great lady, Lady Fatima Ma'suma, peace be upon her.
Feeling so good, smiles and greetings everywhere. Eid Mubarak to everyone out there. Whole families, they gather and celebrate. Today's the day, so come on, no time to waste. Sometimes the world takes us so far, though miles apart. Today you're in my heart, Eid al-Sa'id, let's enjoy this happy day. Eid al-Mubarak, come on, let's celebrate. Eid al-Sa'id, let's enjoy this happy day. Eid al-Mubarak, come on, let's celebrate, celebrate, let's celebrate. Allah, Allah, thank you for this day.
Hadith on the virtues of Lady Ma'suma. Several hadiths mentions the virtues of Lady Ma'suma, alayha salam. Let us go over them. Imam Sadiq, for example, Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him, said, Allah has a shrine, which is Mecca. The Prophet has a shrine, which is Medina. The commander of the faithful, Ali, alayhi salam, has a shrine, which is Kufa. We, the Ahlul Bayt, have a shrine, which is Qum. Soon my granddaughter, named Fatima, will be buried there. Paradise will be incumbent on whoever visits her grave. Imam al-Rida, peace be upon him, gives the title Ma'suma to his sister and says, whoever visits the tomb of Lady Ma'suma in the city of Qom in Iran, it is as though they have visited me. Imam Jawad, alayhi salam, said, Whoever visits the tomb of my aunt, paradise will be incumbent on them. Dear brothers and sisters, again, I express my congratulations to all of you on the auspicious birthday anniversary of Lady Masuma alayha salam.
Ya Fatimatu, ishfa'i li fil jannah, fa inna laki 'inda Allahi sha'nan min ash-sha'n. Ya Fatimatu, اشفعي لي في الجنة فإن لك عند الله شأنا من الشأن اللهم إني أسألك أن تختم لي بالسعادة فلا تسلب مني ما أنا فيه ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله
Yes, as I told you, today is the birthday anniversary of Lady Masuma, a National Girls' Day celebrated in Iran. Iranians throughout the country celebrated National Girls' Day, which marks the birthday anniversary of Hazrat Fatima Masuma. National Girls' Day has been established to increase female awareness and help them to value their identity. The event highlights the role of women and girls in every aspect of society, even in urban planning. The National Day of Girls is an opportunity for exchanging views about girls and introducing them a proper Islamic lifestyle. People in Iran value their daughters by congratulating and giving a gift to them. It is noteworthy that Iranian women have been very successful in various fields and arenas. For example, they even outnumber men in the higher education sector, and many of them work in sensitive jobs.
Brothers and sisters, besides the 14 Ma'sumeen, Rasulullah, Fatima al-Zahra, and the 12 Imams, I don't know any personality that three Imams said about visiting their graves. If you go to their graves and you visit them, you will earn paradise. Not even a Sayyida Zainab, alayhi salam. I'm not saying Sayyida Ma'suma is greater than Sayyida Zainab. Who's greater, only Allah knows. But I'm saying there is no personality other than the 14 Ma'sumeen that three Imams said, go and visit her and you'll go to paradise. This shows you the position that she has in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Imam al-Radha tells Sa'd, if you go while you know the position of Fatima. What is the position of Fatima? There's a hadith from Al-Imam al-Sadiq where he speaks about visiting Fatima al-Ma'suma. And he says after that, he says, وَسَتَدْخُلْ بِشَفَاعَتِهَا جَمِيعٌ وَسَيَدْخُلْ جَمِيعُ شِيعَتِنَا الْجَنَّةِ بِشَفَاعَتِهَا. He says that Fatima alayhi salam's position in the eyes of Allah is so high that Allah has given her the power of shafa'ah, intercession, such that her entire Shia, all the Shia of Ahlul Bayt, can enter paradise just through her shafa'ah. So this is the position of Fatima alayhi salam, Fatima al-Ma'suma, that she has been given the ability and the authority to give shafa'ah and intercede upon all of the Shia. This shows her position. So when you go and visit Fatima alayhi salam, arifan bihaqqaha, this is probably one meaning. Know who she is. She has such a high position that Allah gave her this level of shafa'ah. You know, the closer you are in the eyes of Allah, the more Allah will give you shafa'ah. Our traditions tell us a alim, someone who's a scholar, has the power of shafa'ah. Other traditions tell us a shaheed has shafa'ah. Other traditions tell us a normal mu'min like you will have shafa'ah, but our shafa'ah will be limited. Maybe 10 people, 20 people, 40 people, 70 people, some hadith. Fatima al-Ma'suma, all the Shia of Ahlul Bayt throughout history, Allah has given her the shafa'ah that through her they can enter paradise.
Let us rejoice indeed. This is the day of Eid. Let us rejoice indeed. For this is the day of
Eid. That was all for today's special. Again, on the occasion of birthday anniversary of Hazrat Fatima Masuma, I have a great pleasure to convey my warmest congratulations to all of you, dear friends. Fi amanillah.
Children are wearing new clothes, bright colors fill the streets. Their faces full of laughter, their pockets full of sweets. Let us rejoice indeed, this is the day of Eid.